We raise natural colored and white Angora goats. Most of the goats in here are natural colored, even though they look probably all brown or black. There's just a white one over there that's dirty. Everything sticks to the Angora goat fleece. We are a small Angora goat farm. When we have kids are the, you know, babies, we probably have at max around 75. In the fall, when we kind of select which ones we're going to keep and which ones we'll sell, we winter probably 50 or 60. We actually can go in the pen here. So this is my favorite yearling buck. His name is Tyrion. We named all of our goats last year after the Game of Thrones. And he's very friendly because last year his mom rejected him and she didn't want him. So we had to bottle feed him every day, twice a day. So that's why he's a big baby. He thinks he's a human. Oftentimes when we do displays at fairs, they say, what are these animals here? Are they sheep? And they say, no, they're Angora goats. And they go, oh, that's where Angora comes from. No, actually, Angora wool comes from Angora rabbit. Mm-hmm. And it's really soft. Mohair comes from the Angora goat. Angora, as a collective term, refers to Ankara turkey, where they say, I don't know if it's true or not, nobody's ever proved it, that the Angora goat and the Angora rabbit originated. And in Arabic, mohair means select. So for thousands of years, mohair has been selected and coveted for its fineness, for its natural luster, for its ability to accept dye, and also for its softness and strength. The softer the hair, softer the mohair, the more valuable it is. In the 60s and 70s, mohair had its peak commercially, and people wore it. And there's an Elton John song, Benny and the Jets, and one of the lyrics is mohair suit. And at that time, mohair was something that was trendy and beautiful and relatively inexpensive. But feed costs, gas, and synthetic fibers have thus replaced these natural fibers. So to find a mohair suit in Macy's, for example, might be rather difficult. So our Angora goats in the morning get an alfalfa and grass hay mix. Hay is really expensive right now, but it's essential to keeping healthy goats. Our goal is to produce an Angora goat that for many years produces a soft, fine fleece. You can't sell mohair that's coarse. If you wouldn't want it next to your skin, nobody else would either. Nobody's going to buy it. I wish everybody wore more mohair because we'd all have a better business. I've had an Etsy shop for two or three years, and we sell mohair all over the world, mostly colored mohair, to people that are either going to spin it and make yarn or people that are going to make doll hair. People want to have a connection with where their food is coming from, and I think the same applies to what they're wearing. They want to know where it came from. They want to have a connection with the animal, with the farmer, with the producer. So Etsy and small, you know, online shops like that have allowed us to reach out and get these products to people that really care about that. Sure, they're paying more for it, but in the end, they're really satisfied and they feel great about what they're wearing and what they're using. Mainly, I'm dealing one-on-one with a customer online, and they're buying sometimes 1 ounce of fiber at a time. Sometimes I literally will sell $6 of mohair, and I'll put it in an envelope and send it to Turkey. So, but you have to be willing to do that. You can't say, well, if you're not going to buy $100 worth of fleece and, you know, take up, you know, this much time, I'm not going to work with you. No, you have to cater to everybody. You have to answer to people that send you a message and go, hey, I'm looking for brown mohair with like a little bit of a taupey tip to it, and I need it to be really soft, and by the way, it needs to be super curly because I'm putting it on this doll. I've found my community to sell to. I am the only Angora goat farmer in Central California that's doing this like this. So there's nobody down in Fresno that has 3,000 goats where I have, you know, 75. It's not like the small dairy versus the big corporate dairy. It's not like that at all. In fact, I kind of like that I'm near them. I like that I'm near the valley. I like that I'm near agriculture because when I say I'm from Fresno, or from the Fresno area, and I raise Angora goats, they go, hey, that's like the ag capital of California, of the U.S., of the world. So I'm proud to be part of this area. I consider myself kind of a modern farmer. You know, it's funny, the farmers probably don't accept me as a farmer, and the city people don't accept me as a city person. So I found ways to be a farmer in a modern world. It's finding something that's rare, something that's unique, and selling it and then making money off of it. So, or trying to make money off of it. I'm certainly not rich by any means, but am I happy? Certainly.